Welcome back to Teacher Quit Talk.
We're here.
We have a controversial topic to talk about.
No, we do. And you and I have opposite perspectives. So we're going to fight.
We do. Okay. Yeah. Fight. I wonder if, you know, when like Logan Paul and Jake Paul fight each other and they put it on pay-per-view, can we do that?
Yeah. We're putting this is on pay-per-view. Exclusive release. Just kidding.
No, I mean, I'm being for real. Like, can we like rent a ring and like live stream? I bet we could.
If we had unlimited budget, I am actually scared of what we would be able to accomplish.
One of us needs like a billionaire husband or like a you know, like Sophia Richie?
Yes.
Like, I need to be in, like, that kind of position where we got money. But today we're going to talk about homeschooling. I figured this is kind of on brand for summertime because I know a lot of people think about homeschooling. And then when summer hits, they're like, yeah, never mind. And I've seen some people talking about this. I saw that lady that everyone thinks is you, the very crunchy mom, made a video joking about,
yeah,
you know, talking about she kind of looks like you. Yeah. She made a video joking about, like, and I can never tell if she's being serious or not, like how her kids who are homeschooled saw kids across the street and were like, what are they doing? And she was like, it's summer. And they were like, what's summer? That kind of made me think of this topic.
Yeah, no, seriously, I never know if she's kidding. I have no clue.
Like, she knows so much that it's like leaning me to believe she's not kidding.
I've watched deep dives of people. Well, I haven't in a long time. I haven't actually probably seen her profile in years, but I remember back when she was the hot new thing and people were like, is this your other account? And I was like, no, because at the time I was gorging myself on Taco Bell 8 months pregnant. So I was like, no.
Your fetus was like, oh, I love this Crunchwrap Supreme.
And the fetus that's now screaming outside of the sliding glass door is obsessed. Every night asks for French fries to eat and just threw a mini fit this morning because I wouldn't give her two giant pickles for breakfast. And I was like,
you fucking bitch.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
And
why would
I did
you do
it
that?
To myself. Like, as she's asking for these things, I'm like, what? There's nothing I can really say. We knew this was going to happen. So
toddlers are so, I was hanging out with my sister and her son the other day, and I was really reminded how toddlers know, like, absolutely nothing, because I was leaving a little bit before they were because my parking was about to expire and I didn't want to pay for a whole hour. And so I was saying bye to him. And then he asked if my sister was coming with me. And I was like, yeah, you wouldn't know because, like, she's leaving.
Yeah.
Like, I think he thought we were both leaving and we were just going to leave him where
Poor
we were.
Pookie.
He was like, bye. And then looked at my sister and was like, you too? And she was like, no, I'm not leaving. She was like, you're going to come home with me.
You're going to come to your home. God, I love children. They're so clueless, so hilarious, and so pure. So, okay, you and I are completely opposite on when we think people should homeschool.
Yes. I think my opinion is based off, like, what I've seen work well. Mm-hmm. I personally have not seen elementary homeschooling that I thought was going well. I have seen a lot of families be very successful with homeschooling a high schooler, and it usually is like an online program and homeschool kind of going hand in hand. And I've seen this with some kids. I had one student who became homeschooled halfway through the year because she was like a very elite volleyball player on a travel team, and they just needed a lot more flexibility around her education. So she did online school, and then her parents also had some supplemental stuff with her, and she worked with a tutor to do like an occasional AP class here and there in addition to like the government bare minimum online program she was in. I've also seen some kids who have like health issues and illness issues where they've done homeschool in kind of the same way. And I feel like a lot of times that works well for older kids because they kind of already have a lot of foundational skills if they've been in school like up to eighth grade. And I can see where I've seen it the most successful is like at a high school level where the parent isn't necessarily teaching them. The parent is like facilitating their learning opportunities with like a group or a program or an online school or something like that. So I've seen that work really well. And then usually by high school, they're already pretty comfortable like around other kids with socialization. A lot of times they already have friends at that point, so they can like still kind of have a social life. But the reason I don't love homeschool for elementary school is because I think like it's really hard to build those foundational skills academically and socially. Like I think kids that there's like that stereotype of homeschooled kids are weird. And I think a lot of homeschool kids don't get enough social interaction at the elementary level with peers of their own age and practicing like if I disagree with someone, if I don't want to share something, like those little social things. And I also think a lot of people homeschooling their elementary children are simply not qualified to. Like they don't know how to teach someone to read. And I think as a parent, it's a lot easier to go online and be like, all right, is my kid up to date on their online work than it is to literally teach a five-year-old how to read? Because I don't think a five-year-old can learn to read online, but I do think a high schooler can learn biology online. So that's kind of where I feel about it. Pro high school, anti elementary.
So valid. I mean, all of it's valid, honestly, like depending on how you do it, because as we know, you can do things well and you can do things shitty and those outcomes are going to be very different. I just with like what I've experienced in my own family, I believe both of my brothers were homeschooled at one point, which is crazy that I don't directly know that. I'm sorry. But I know that my youngest brother was homeschooled in the younger grades. And then by the time he got to middle school, high school, they were already transitioning him to go to public school full time. And my family also used an online curriculum. So we have like he did this in Pennsylvania. And it's an online school that I think it's technically considered a charter school in Pennsylvania, I guess. But it's like the curriculum, you just like buy the curriculum. You pick whatever curriculum you want and you teach it. And it's regulated. Like there's tests that you have to take to make sure that they're developing on grade level. And like my mom was pretty like very, very intentional with following the curriculum and making sure that like he was hitting all of his milestones that he was supposed to academically and socially and stuff. But, you know, by the time he was going to get into the older grades, it just made more sense for him to take classes at the public school level like regular classes, so that he could be like really set up to go to college. He's a very academic dude. He's majoring in applied physics right now, so like whatever. But
people so that know me, physics are I'm, so pretentious.
I know, right?
So you have math about how things fall down and you're better than me.
Suddenly you think you're hot shit. But so I guess it's kind of the same thing that you said, that like I just don't think that parents should go rogue. Like I think it's a disservice to your kid if you're just gonna like not follow any semblance of a traditional curriculum, or you're not gonna take it super seriously. Like I think homeschooling is a totally valid option, but you have to take it seriously. Like you can't just be like, oh, I've been to a school once.
Yeah.
I kind of understand how this works.
And I think it's like, in my opinion, a full-time job. I think it's probably impossible to have 9 to 5 outside your home work and be an effective homeschool parent. I just don't see that adding up for me. There's only 24 hours in a day.
I don't know. I mean, I've not seen it. I just, for me, I guess the reason that I really think it could work in elementary school is because there are other ways to get social, there's other ways to get socialization, and there's ways to regulate the kind of learning that's happening. But also, like, because of the, quote, weird homeschool stereotype thing, I feel like going to high school is really important. Because I'm like, you're with your people, you're going to have those experiences, like sports and proms.
And like clubs, yeah.
And like, I feel like that's very valuable, and I don't know that you could get that in a homeschool setting, but I guess you can because there's separate groups for it. It's also everything I say, I'm like, oh my God, Ariel, say it like 9 different ways because it's so nuanced and everybody has such an opinion and different experiences. So if I don't be mad at me, that's just what I think right now. But we're going to read your submission, yeah. So maybe my eyes will be totally opened and I'll be changed.
Wait, I found some facts about homeschooling.
Tell me.
Not shockingly, homeschooling in America peaked in 2020. Mm-hmm. It's been like steadily on the rise since the 1990s. I could easily go into like a 2-hour tangent about how that's because of Christian evangelicalism rising in the 1990s.
We probably should go on a small tangent about that.
Yeah, so... we will talk about the homeschool religious people. I know a lot about it. If any of you were on my Duggar live stream, we looked at the homeschool curriculum that the Duggar family used. Terrible, 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 terrible. Those kids are not learning shit. So anyway, where's the data? It's predominantly white. About 60% of homeschool families in the U.S. are white. That kind of checks out. And in... the 21 to 22 school year, there were 3.1 million homeschool students in the U.S. That's 6% of school-aged children. For context, in 2019, there was about 3.5% of our students were homeschooled. So it definitely went up because of COVID. And I know a lot of people who homeschooled for a year or 2 years and then they went back. I kind of low-key don't think they should be counted because that's like such an anomaly. And I think a lot of those people would not have homeschooled if it wasn't for those conditions. Like, I know a lot of people who did that because their kid was in kinder or first. And they were like, I don't want her looking at a screen 8 hours mm-hmm. a day. So I'm just going to do mm-hmm. homeschool. But like, they wouldn't have made that decision otherwise. Yeah. It is currently the fastest growing form of education in the United States, which I think is very interesting. So the home educated typically score 15 to 25 percentile points above public school students on standard academic test. And a 2015 study found that Black homeschooled students way outperformed Black public school students. And 78 peer-reviewed studies on academic achievement show that homeschool students perform statistically better. But homeschool students' scores are still heavily tied to parental income. So the same way that in public schools, kids mm-hmm. with more parental income do better on standardized tests, that's happening in homeschools as well. So I would take these test scores with a little bit of a grain of salt because I don't think most low-income families are looking at homeschool as an option because it is a huge financial and time commitment. So I think like the fact that they're doing better on test, I think that's not a statistic we should take like just at face value. I think there's a lot more that goes into that. A major, major, major factor in a homeschool child's achievement is if the parent has ever been a certified teacher. They said that that had a huge impact.
Like in a good way, obviously.
Yes. Like the students did way better if their parent. Different studies found different numbers, but it said all of them found that they performed better if their parent had been a certified teacher before. Another study said that they have better social emotional regulation skills, which I find really interesting. They go to college at a similar rate. They internalize the beliefs of their parents at a higher rate than non-homeschooled students.
Well, there you go.
And I don't really know how you would measure that, but they did a whole study on it. There's like a million citations on this article. So that I think is very, very interesting. I also think a lot of the test scores have to do with, I have a friend, I don't want to talk about it too much because I really like her and I don't want to speak negatively about her, but I have a friend who homeschools her kids and I know that like she was very nervous around the few times they had to take standardized tests because she really didn't want CPS or anyone involved in her day-to-day homeschooling. So she really heavily prepared her kids for those tests and would spend a ton of time with each of her kids, giving them one-on-one support to perform for those tests. So I wonder if the public school kids are a lot of times doing worse just because they don't have as much one-to-one tutoring for those tests. And I wonder if you gave them a different test or if we did like a writing sample or a portfolio, if we'd be getting these same numbers. Cause like my friend sat with her daughter like 2 hours a day for weeks trying to get her ready for this reading test. I don't think most kids in public school had 2 hours of one-on-one instruction per day to get them ready for their reading test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And outcomes would be different in public school if we had that kind of support.
Exactly. So it's like, it's very much with the standardized testing numbers, I think it's apples and oranges. One thing that, to round off our little statistics moment, when you look at the stats, like I said, it's most commonly white families. And the biggest makeup is where it's a two-parent household with one parent in the workforce.
Interesting.
And then the next one down from that is no parents in the workforce. And then two parents both in the workforce.
No parents in the workforce?
That's what I think is those like super religious people, because a lot of them don't have on paper jobs. They work for the church, like the ones in Utah who homeschool all their kids.
Oh.
I think that's what that is. I think that's like people in cults.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Which is why I wanted to talk about this, because a lot of examples we've given is like normal people homeschooling, but a lot of like people that are a lot and in literal cults homeschool. So I think that's that group where it says two-parent household, no participation in labor force. That's saying cult to me. Homeschool and neither of you have a job?
Hello.
And then the very last one, the lowest representation is one-parent households where that parent is in the workforce.
Oh my gosh.
Which makes sense. If you're a single parent, you're probably not going to choose homeschooling.
As parents and teachers, we all want to set our children up for success. Maybe your child is struggling with a specific subject, or your students needed a little extra help with homework, or maybe they're asking questions that you're just not sure how to answer. And, you know, if your child is ahead and not getting challenged enough in class, IXL can be the perfect tool for them too. Yes, IXL, you know her, you love her. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language, arts, science, and social studies, and it's designed to help students understand and master topics in a fun, engaging way, and it offers positive feedback along the way. As a teacher, I saw firsthand how IXL can make a difference. Whether a student is struggling with a specific topic or trying to keep up with their class or even aiming to get ahead. And for a lot of parents, one of the most helpful features is the tailored approach IXL takes with every single child. IXL is powered by advanced algorithms that give the right kind of help no matter the student's age or personality. And with just one subscription, you get access to everything. So it's perfect for a household with kids from pre-K to 12th grade. It saves time and money, and a single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL, so it's always worth a shot. Studies have shown that kids who use IXL consistently score higher on tests, and IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the United States, so 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are already learning with IXL. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Teacher Quit Talk listeners can get an exclusive 20% off of IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So this is going to be kind of like me dropping lore. This is more what my streams are like. But it's very common for homeschool families to have like religious curriculum. A lot of homeschool families don't. Like ones that we mentioned that use like your family with an online program or like a regular person curriculum. But there is a fairly high number of people in the U.S. that do faith-based homeschool through their church. And a lot of times these are in like cult-like communities. So like the FLDS, the Warren Jeff people, like with the child brides and all that, they homeschool kids in that cult and they design their own curriculum. So I don't know what their curriculum looks like. I have never seen it. But a more widespread one is IBLP, which is what the Duggars use. If you're familiar with the 19 Kids and Counting family, it is, in my opinion, it's a cult. It's called the Institute and Basic Life Principles. And it is a Christian fundamentalist organization that was founded in the 60s under Bill Gothard. They came out with homeschooling. Let me look at what year that was. Okay, it seems like in the 80s they started coming out. Okay, yes. They came out with the Advanced Training Institute, which is their homeschool curriculum in 1984. And they have these like wisdom booklets. They're online. I could read them all to you. They're absolutely fucking insane. They're literally, it's like.
They're in the documentary too, right?
Yes. The Happy Shiny People one. The history one is literally like, as Jesus spoke in the ear to George Washington, telling him to cross the Delaware. Like, it is so insane how they embed religion into like fake information. They don't have math past sixth grade. All of their reading is biblical based. The science section about the eye talks about like how to recognize sin and how like the devil will play tricks on your eyes. That's in the science section. So it's insane. And this is 100% legal. Families use this and it is 100% legal. 100%.
How? Why is it not regulated at all?
That's what a lot of people, when we get to the submissions, a lot of people were saying like it needs to be regulated. This also, this is sad. I low-key don't want to read this, but I do. I found a Reddit thread of a kid realizing that their entire education has been in a cult. My God. This is a high school student who's like asking if anyone else has had any other experiences like this. I'm guessing they got internet access for the first time. And they said, I just found out that my homeschooling community as a cult is a cult. Is anyone else being homeschooled in a cult? And people are saying, yes, I was an IBLP. I ended up earning my GED later, but it was really, really hard. Because even though it's regulated or even though it's legal, they don't get a high school diploma. A lot of homeschool kids will get a high school diploma, like we mentioned, if they're a part of some kind of online thing. But IBLP is not that way. So I think it's it. Like we've mentioned, there's definitely pros to homeschooling and a lot of people are doing it effectively. But I think there's this like legal loophole that allows parents to rob their child of an education and allows highly controlling groups like religious cults to brainwash people and like exert control over them. So I just think that that was worth bringing up, especially when we saw the data that a lot of homeschool people have neither parent in the workforce. I think that is where this representation is. And IBLP is not the only one. I think it's just the most famous one. And they actually shut down their homeschooling division when Happy Shiny People came out, but they like kind of rebranded it to a different company and just changed a couple things. So I know it's different now for anyone that's like, they don't do that anymore. But from my research, when I talked about the Duggars, it's still kind of like that. So if you ever go online and look at their materials, it's a really, 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 really crazy how blatantly incorrect a lot of the information they're teaching these children.
That is really sad. The regulation piece is what's actually,
yeah,
I believe really missing and really, really important. Because like I mentioned, like my brothers, when they were doing homeschool stuff, it was like the district that the public school district where we went to school had like an option for online school and it was very regulated. And it has allowed them to go on and be successful and it seamlessly allowed them to come back into the public education system when it was time for them to do that. Like they could take classes right away. Like it was very, you know, it was like a school. It's really sad to me that there's this element of not only like extremism, but also, I don't know how to phrase this, but like it is a cover up for a lot of neglect and abuse as well. A lot of kids, I have unfortunately had some students who were abused and were neglected. And when things would get picked up by the school, they would be, quote, homeschooled and they'd be pulled out and put back in their house. Mm-hmm. And I've had parents who had struggles with drugs and were addicts and they would use homeschool as a cover. And like stuff like that is just, it's really difficult to see when the word homeschool is like a dog whistle for I'm neglecting my kid. You know what I mean? And I don't know that I would have known about that seedy underbelly if I had not seen it firsthand as a teacher.
Yeah, where a lot of parents, like, they feel very targeted by the state, which I can have some empathy for. It's not fun to be investigated by the government, I can imagine. And they use, like, the homeschool. Their motivation to homeschool is not because they think it's the best choice for their child, but it's to kind of not have to deal with as many government institutions in their life, which I think there's a lot that goes into why someone doesn't want government institutions in their life. But ultimately, like I said, it doesn't seem like their decision is being driven by the well-being of their child.
Yeah. And it's also unfortunate because, like, it all, there's a lot of people who are strong advocates for homeschool and just, like, doing it in a healthy way. And I know that it sucks to have to, like, overcome hurdles where it's like people have these negative experiences or preconceived notions or whatever, because people do use it as, and they use it in a bad way. They don't use homeschooling responsibly. I don't know how to explain it other than putting it that way, but
yeah. I think that's the best way to put it. Like, homeschool responsibly, guys. Let's be mindful and let's homeschool responsibly, because some of y'all are getting really weird with it and it's making the normal people look bad.
Yes, be normal, please. Sorry, my dog that had surgery is clamoring around and he, like, just collapsed. But he's fine. He just is clumsy and breathing hard. Anyways.
Just having a moment.
Yeah, he's having a moment.
Let's talk about unschooling.
I would love to.
Because I don't know that much about unschooling except for what I've seen on TikTok. So please share.
So when the interesting part about my research into unschooling is it began as an obsession when I was in school and hated school. I accidentally found the unschool community and I was like 12 and was like, this is actually awesome. So
that tracks for a 12-year-old. That's like, that's exactly what a 12-year-old would say.
Yeah, I was like, I think that's actually, that would solve all of my problems because, oh, I can just learn about whatever I want to learn about. I don't have to learn about whatever these stinking teachers and my parents say that I should learn about. Unschooling is literally just that. It's you do whatever you want, basically. I mean, I have seen so many versions of unschooling too on TikTok where it's like, we wake up in the morning and we till the garden and then we go and count some rocks and that's our work for the day. Like, it's like that level. And then it's also people who are using it like kind of Montessori-esque where they're like, our kids are learning about what they want to learn about and we're going to really do it for real. But I honestly, the lack of regulation in unschool, if you're going to go that route, my recommendation is go look for a legitimate homeschool curriculum that kind of lines up with what your kid is interested in. And for the love of God, just use that. Use it. Use a guide. We have the resources and the technology, fam.
To me, what like a normal person would view as unschooling is like, okay, I'm teaching you writing. You get to write about whatever you want. So if you want to write about trains or dinosaurs or the Real Housewives, whatever you want. But we're going to practice writing a narrative story. I think that's one thing.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to cite that evidence.
Do you want to go outside?
Right. Right. Or like, do you not want to do anything today? No problem. Or do you want to play video games today? Okay, cool. Like, you know, it's very frustrating.
And like, because you can embed kids' interests. So like, I'm teaching you math. Do you want to look at a graph about the size of beetles? Because you're really into beetles and we can learn math through beetle measurements. Not just like, she doesn't like math. So today we're playing with stickers. Like, that's not, I think, what the goal is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't, personally, like, I don't know if this is the right moment to bring this up. You can stop me if I'm getting ahead of myself, but the fact that homeschool needs to be regulated, to me, it is never going to be regulated as long as we have Christian nationalists in our government.
Yeah.
Because the extremist Christian nationalists.
Yeah. No, Christian nationalism and Christian fundamentalism They own this country. They really do. Like, I hate to say it, but they own our government.
They really do own this fucking country. And, like, why would they regulate something that serves them so well? I mean, in freaking shiny, happy people, isn't that where they talk about that they're in our government? Like, that these IBLP kids then go on to be trained to be government officials?
Yes. A huge, huge aspect of IBLP curriculum is, like I mentioned earlier, how their history curriculum talks about, like, Jesus whispering in the ears of the founding father. They teach them that it is part of their religious duty to be in the U.S. government furthering Jesus's message. So tons of IBLP kids go on to be mayors, state senators, congress people. I don't think we've had an IBLP president. That might be like our next civil rights frontier. But like, look at local governments in places that are heavily Christian nationalists, like your Arkansas, places like that. And a lot of their sons do go into government. They're very misogynistic, so they don't really have women going into government. But a big part of their civics instruction ties religion into civics and teaches them that basically the U.S. government was designed by Christians to further the Christian agenda, and that demons are trying to take it from them. So it's their job to serve the Lord by going into these government positions for the Lord's message. And that's the thing that's so scary to me about Christian nationalism, is because it's so high control, their people fucking listen to them. Like, it's a cult. So they have the plans we're seeing right now. Those have been getting worked on for 30 years. Their plans go generationally. And I think that's one hard thing about leftists, is leftists are very, like, impatient and want to see improvements right now for me and mine. And I think that far right wing Christian nationalists are more willing to, like, wait for their reward and know, like, have like a long game, where the Christian nationalist movement really started taking off in the 60s, 70s. And that's when a lot of the homeschooling started, like we talked about. And then now they're like reaping the benefits of that. Christian nationalists have been working on getting Roe versus Wade overturned since the 1980s. Them using homeschool was a part of that plan. And we all woke up the day before they did it. I saw that coming years ago. They've been working on that plan for decades. And homeschooling is part of their infrastructure of power and control.
Yes, and I just want to note that I understand, because I'm on this shit right now too, hardcore. And I know that it sounds like we're like talking about lizard people and we're like on some conspiracy shit. We are not. I'm sorry. I don't know how to tell you. I know the way we're talking about
it. But I'm literally not. You can Google it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, and not like, oh, you can Google it in the way that some people say things.
Like, Google Project 2025.
Please. Please.
Watch Shiny Happy People. Unfortunately, I'm not being dramatic. If anything, I'm being underdramatic because I don't know everything.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm panicking. So, yeah, that's a whole other side conversation as well that goes so, so deep. But you cannot talk about homeschooling without talking about it, in my opinion.
Yeah,
because
same.
Nine times out of ten, when we're talking about cults that are homeschooling their kids, we're talking about the Christian ones. So
yeah, we're talking about the Christian ones. There's some other really small ones, which, like, obviously that's not okay, but it concerns me less on a global scale. It more concerns me for those individual children. I'm concerned. But with IBLP, I am concerned about the Constitution.
Does IBLP have anything to do with those? Is it Sergerstrom? What is the, you know, the Florida curriculum with the videos? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, Turning Point?
It's not just Turning Point. It's a curriculum that's in Florida that it's like videos.
PragerU?
Yes. Does it have anything to do with PragerU?
PragerU videos?
Yeah.
It does and it doesn't. I don't think they use PragerU. I think PragerU is like not Christian enough for them, shockingly. But they do kind of go in the same vein of like right wing education. But I do not think Prager or Turning Point work directly with IBLP curriculum, if that makes sense.
No, yeah.
But I do think there's probably a lot of families using both.
And we could do just a whole other episode on that any old time.
No, we really could. I have a lot of good submissions, some from randos who experienced it and a lot from teachers who have thoughts and feelings.
Yeah, we got a lot of teachers for sure. And I think one point that I think is valid is somebody said that in a way, homeschooling reinforces the idea that teaching is, quote, easy, but it's not actually reinforcing yes. it because it's like a false reality because they're not doing it well. They're just doing it. And they're like, oh, look, I can be a teacher too. And it's like,
so easy, ma'am. Your 12-year-old is on a kindergarten reading level.
Yes. Somebody said they got someone that was, quote, homeschooled and they couldn't spell their first name. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. And then people are saying it needs to be incorporated with groups and activities and needs to be regulated. Retweet.
I got a lot of people saying they need to be regulated. Do you want me to read the two long ones
yes,
I have from teachers?
Please.
Okay. I don't know if they wanted me to say this was them, so I'm not going to, and you know who you are. So this person separated theirs into points. Point number one, I literally want to homeschool my child. They have a toddler, for context. So badly, but can't just not work anymore. After COVID, kids and teachers, I feel, learned that so much of the work we were doing is busy work. The whole concept of public education was to train kids to work in factories, then to serve as childcare while men and women work, hence why it's a female-dominated profession. There's no need for the school day to be as long as it is. So they're kind of saying, like, their perspective as a teacher, there's a lot of things they don't like about education. Two, I already know I'm going to be the biggest pain in the ass when it comes to math lessons, especially in elementary school. I'm going to hate watching her do homework because I don't give homework in my own classroom for almost 8 years. So then I think, what if I just somehow keep her for homeschool during the early education years? And then I realize I don't want to deprive her of the social aspect of schooling. So real, kind of same thing you were saying. And then three, in my own school, I look at all the BS that goes on and kids that do drugs in the bathrooms and the shit I hear about. And that makes me think, OMG, there's no way I can send her to high school. But then I realize I just have to teach her to make good choices. Four, the most obvious as an educator is that I want to homeschool her because of gun violence in schools. But if she's not a target and I'm home teaching her, then I'm not a target either. However, if someone's reasons for homeschooling is to avoid curriculum and indoctrination, then I'm 100% against it. They can suck my dick because I will defend public schooling up and down.
Was that me? Did I black out and send that to you?
No, literally. That's why I wanted to read it to you, because I was like, this is Ariel. So many pros and cons to both sides when you're a normal person. So it's hard to make a choice. And then this one, I'm really glad this person messaged me. They work in special education. Homeschooling. I know many moms who homeschooled their autistic children because the system was not set up to give them adequate funding, support, and resources, especially Black disabled children. Also, the real fear more often than not is that their autistic child will be verbally and physically abused, which makes me accept and understand homeschooling from that perspective. I can see that if you have like a nonverbal child where you'd be very intimidated to send them into a public school.
Yeah, scary.
But it still breaks my heart. And then I know families who homeschool their kids because they're scared of critical race theory, even though those moms aren't in any way qualified to give adequate education across multiple grades to five children, especially when those families afraid of CRT already live in deep red conservative districts where it's already banned. That makes me against homeschooling because ultimately those kids will suffer and grow up with no diversity of thought and so much more, only to end up perpetuating the same hateful ignorance that has gotten us into an endless cycle of bullshit. Fuck Ronald Reagan. End of rant.
Oh my God, it all goes back to fucking Ronald Reagan. When does it not? I have some people saying like, oh, the public school system rejected my kid's nurse. Like my kid is disabled and she needs a nurse. And they said no. So I said, fuck you, I'm homeschooling. Like I totally get that because
yeah,
that like that type of thing. And like having a nonverbal child, I mean, like one of my biggest things right now is when people are like, why are you not sending Jay to school yet? Like what's going on? I always go back to she can't talk yet. She can't tell me things. And like if she was a nonverbal child who might never, that's a huge factor for me.
Yeah.
Because like it's hard to trust. And then also, like, if you find a para who, or a one-on-one for your kid who you do trust, you need to hang on to them for dear life, because it's so scary to trust another human with your child entirely. I don't know. I get it.
It's a lot. And I'm getting a lot of the same, like, it can work well, but it needs to be regulated. This I like this. Education without community is not a well-rounded education. Ooh, hard to do in homeschool.
That is such a good point.
When I like that. They're not saying it's impossible right. to do, but it's just inherently a lot harder
yeah.
to do. Do you have any other submissions you want to read? I got a lot for this.
I mean, I'm down to go with yours and chime in as okay. needed. I got a few DMs, but we pretty much talked about everything. Some people are really mean.
Yeah. Firmly believe that when homeschooling is done right, it's great as long as you're socializing your kids as well. In Missouri, it's literally a free-for-all, though. There needs to be structure and accountability. I only say that because in Missouri, there's so many cases of abusive parents pulling kids out and homeschooling them to avoid Department of Family Services and mandated reporters. It's also truly wild how many homeschoolers I've met as an adult don't have a drop of social skills or knowledge of the capitalist world. Like, for example, I worked with one person who was homeschooled and they were homeschooling their own children and they refused to clock in and could not follow a simple schedule. Oh my God. Have I ever told you about my experience with homeschool as a kid?
No, tell me.
So I used to go to this like really hippie church. It's a Unitarian Universalist church, if anyone knows what that is. And it's very like free to be you and me. But I went to like a regular public school. There was a homeschool co-op that existed within that church. So they used the church space during weekdays, and some of the kids went to that church and some didn't. It was like not an official partnership. It was more just like, hey, can we use this space? So I went to that homeschool co-op for like spring break and stuff sometimes, because my mom was like, we already give so much money to our church, because for context, a lot of people in our church really did not have any money. So my mom, when she was doing well, felt like she should give a high amount to like support church mm-hmm. goings and events mm-hmm. and things. So she would just park my ass there for free childcare during my breaks from real school. And I remember I was like 8 or 9, and it was like reading time, and I was reading a chapter book, and the other kids who were also like 8, 9, and 10 were all reading picture books, and like we all just got to pick what we read. Mm. Like there was no structure around it at all. They were like, we're having 30 minutes of free reading, which like is fine, but there was no other reading we did. Like everyday mm-hmm. reading time, we just got to pick. And I was like blowing through Your Magic Treehouse books, the little American Girl doll, short little books. And when I was seeing the other 10-year-olds read like a picture book, I was like, I don't think that's right.
Right.
Like how did...
Yeah. Yeah. It's the lack of regulation for me. That's all it's going to go back to. And this person said that they live in a district in Arizona that is a target for Moms for Liberty. So their curriculum of that school is like under attack. So this person says, I have one kid in public school and one in homeschool, because by homeschooling, she's assuring that her son is getting real science and true history, and he can read whatever books he wants without being told no by a teacher or librarian because he didn't pass a test, or because it's not on the district's approved list anymore, or it's removed from the library. So I get that, too. It's like it's almost as if the lack of regulation in public school is also an issue for yeah. a lot of people, where it's like in general, our education system is a little bit catawampus right now.
This is another interesting one.
Like the books thing is huge.
Yeah, I can see that, where like if your kid wants to read a book and their school library is telling them they're not allowed, like could let kids read 2024. This person says, I was homeschooled until high school, and to be honest, my mom did a great job. I definitely think I have an undiagnosed learning disability, and that would have been caught if I was in public education, though. I also have a ton of social anxiety I've had to work through in adulthood because I've spent all my time in homeschooling. So this person, I guess, feels like academically their mom did really well, but in some other areas, I think they feel kind of shorted.
Yeah. I have somebody that was talking about the opposite thing, where it's like they were homeschooled and they had some like social anxiety stuff, and they were grateful for it because they feel like if they had gone to school, they would have been eaten alive.
Interesting.
Where they're like...
And I'm getting a lot of teachers. This person said they're a teacher in a rural area, and they very frequently get kids in their class that used to be homeschooled. And in almost every single case, the kid is extremely behind and has a negative experience when they start school. And this person said, too many parents do zero research, do a terrible job, realize it's hard, and then use school as a free daycare, and their very behind child is now the teacher's problem.
It's hard because you don't, like... I don't know. It's like if a parent pulled their kid to go be homeschooled and then they realized it was a bad idea and then they put them back in the school, I would hate for them to feel like, oh, my kid's a problem.
We don't want them
right,
here.
Right, like we do.
You know, like I don't like that energy.
Yeah, because it's like I am so happy that you're back.
Like I'd rather they be here than just with you fucking
up. Right, and I think that goes back to, of course, like, again, teachers need more support in school. Like, hello, like there needs to be a lot more support. But I can see that being frustrating.
Ooh, I have some good ones. As a non-religious homeschooler, in my state, they require the Ten Commandments be posted in every public classroom. I'm not interested in that. Homeschool is my only secular option.
Yeah.
That's real. And then this one is funny. This is like the reverse problem. So you see, it varies a ton by state. This one said, in the words of my niece, I don't want to do homeschool anymore. All they talk about is God.
Oh my gosh. So it's everything. Homeschool is everything. And nothing. And
sometimes it's too religious. Sometimes it's not religious enough.
But then again, so is public school these days. I mean, it's a disaster. And I really like this perspective. Somebody said, no one person can provide the socialization and diversity in learning and in peers. So like, you know, that makes sense. Like, how are you going to get exposure to different perspectives and people and teachers? I mean, you know, you gotta go out into the real world and get a boss and call colleagues and figure out how that's all gonna work. And if you don't have a strong place to socialize your kid while you do homeschooling, like, it makes sense. But then again, if your only socialization is in a cult, maybe not the best place to do that. Do you think Scientologists homeschool?
Legally, they do, but they don't make the kids do any schoolwork. They have them doing manual labor from age like 9.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So.
I can't.
So to answer your question, no, they're not homeschooling. They're not doing any school at all. Like Leah Remini was talking about how when her she was like 12, she was like working full time as a maid, receiving no education whatsoever.
Holy shit. Do you have any other good ones? I feel like this is, I'm skimming all of mine and I feel like we hit mine.
I think we mostly hit it. The only other thing I'm getting is lots of people who said they were homeschooled and they feel it was educational neglect and that homeschooling needs to be regulated. It seems like from the people who experienced homeschooling, I'm getting mostly negative.
I'm getting a mix from people who've experienced it, but a lot of very, very negative responses just in general.
Yeah.
Like overall. But some people are like everybody who's I'm reading who's experienced it, they were like either negative or like a mix of like, this was good, this wasn't good kind of thing. But nobody's like, I think I have like two people who are like, I love it.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's going that well.
No, it does not.
And it seems like cults are really into
they
it.
They really so are.
I think that's what the biggest takeaways from today.
Cults ruin it again. Yet again, the cults fuck everything up for us.
They really do.
Ugh. But if it was done well, it could be done really well.
Yeah. When it hits, it seems like it's hitting. But it seems like it's hitting a very low percentage of the time.
Yeah, indeed. It's so hard because, like, ideally, like, of course, I wish that I could homeschool and keep my child home and just be her sun, moon, and stars. But she really, girlfriend needs to go to school and, like, get an education and be a person.
She needs to be with those kids in that dirt.
Indeed. It's very important. And I do think that when done, like, I that going back to that person who said, like, you know, I'm going to be a, I feel a certain way about homework. I think that parents have a very valuable voice that can be listened to, and we could, like, I don't know, it could be helpful. I mean, a teacher makes a really great classroom parent. Like, when I've had parents who were teachers when I was teaching, I was always so excited because they get it. They understand. And, like, if they had a concern or something, we would be able to talk and have a little geek out about education moment together and be like, amazed. Or they'd come to me and be like, I don't like homework. And I was like, girl, I don't like homework either. Don't make your kid do it.
Don't do it. I threw it away anyway.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. You never know.
Well, thank you all for joining us on Teacher Quit Talk. I really liked this episode, mainly because I got to talk about the Duggars and IBLP, because that's something I'm very passionate about, derogatorily speaking.
Do you have streams that we can link for the people?
Yeah, let me, I'll actually send it to you right now before I forget. My Duggar stream goes into depth of their life and also their homeschool curriculum.
Perfect.
So I will send that your way and we can get it in the description.
Mm-hmm. So we can learn all about it. And maybe we'll do a PragerU University. What is that? I don't even know what the fuck it is. We'll do that weird Florida video curriculum thing someday.
Yes. The PragerU.
Because I would love to talk about that.
PragerU scares me.
Maybe I'll make Sammy and Emily come promote their book and do it.
Here, I'm trying to find. Okay. I'm going to send you the video and I'll tell you the minute mark where we start talking about
perf
homeschooling on here. Okay, perf. Thank you all for being here. We love you so much.
Love y'all.
And thank you to our patrons. We love you slightly more.
Bye.